You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I am fabulous. And we have new guests today.
We do. Ooh, hazing, new hazing people.
Yes. Well, Main Source Bank has been on before,
but
I don't think we've had these guys.
No. I like it. I like it.
Welcome to Kevin Cade and Eileen Schaefer, both with Main Source Bank.
Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
So we love to have banks on.
We do.
Though they didn't bring us any samples.
No, I know. When Janet was here, she brought samples. I'm just going to tell you.
She was handing out money.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. We didn't say what kind of samples they were. They could have been
the best
brochures.
Kind.
No. But we like to have the banks on just to talk, kind of keep people up to date on mortgage rates and all of that good stuff. And we know in the last month there have been some changes on how closings happen. And so we wanted to make sure that you guys got to come on and talk a little bit about that. But first I want to go back and kind of start with Main Source Bank. Newer bank in the area over the last couple of years. So start there and tell us a little bit about how you guys came to be and your locations and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brian and Nancy, for having us on the show. Couple things. We just kind of wanted to highlight who we are and what brought us to Main Source Bank. I am an IU grad, and I've lived in Bloomington for the last 20 years, all that time in banking. So held various positions. I've been retail, business development, and private banking. My position now at Main Source is market manager, so I will oversee the two branches here locally.
Great.
Main Source, as you know, is not a household name, as you said. We're getting there, but we're not
there
yet.
Oh, yeah.
We opened here locally in September of 2013, and we're on the south side of the square in Fountain Square Mall. The first year, we actually were able to hold over $30 million in deposit.
Wow.
So, yeah, we were really very excited about that. And then due to the success, we made the decision to open another banking center, which is now at 3205 East 3rd Street.
Mm-hmm.
We built this from scratch, and we opened beginning of March, and we've been very pleased with the success. So we currently employ 13 individuals. One of them is my dear partner here, Kevin Cade. So Kevin and Janet Johnson are our two mortgage officers. Mm-hmm. Scott Trilling is business development, and Greg DeHunt is our market president. So, and just a great group of talented people. So very pleased to be in the market.
Awesome.
And I guess I should tell a little bit about myself. Since Eileen does,
everybody knows everything about Kevin. Kevin's been around forever.
Wow. Tell some good things.
Well, I have known both of you in different capacities over the years, but I've been in banking about 39 years. I've done every type of lending, just like Eileen's done the retail side mostly. So I've done commercial loans and consumer loans and landed about 20 years ago in mortgages and stayed there because I do it probably for the same reason that both of you are involved in the housing industry. Mm-hmm. I'm either helping someone buy the home of their dreams or helping consolidate debt and helping them with their lives that way.
Mm-hmm.
So through those years, a lot of things have changed. And as Nancy mentioned, we just started yesterday under the new TRID laws, which is an extension of the Dodd-Frank Act and the Real Estate Settlement and Procedures Act, which kind of changes some things. And I think it's beneficial for the consumer that they're going to get better information up front about the cost of doing a mortgage.
Right.
And then they're going to have an opportunity, which will change some of the aspects of the closing process, to review those closing documents at least 3 days prior to closing. And if we mail those out or if they get mailed, it's more like 6 days.
Yes.
So it's going to change our industry a little bit. And what we're recommending to folks is maybe, and especially realtors, Brian, that you may want to consider going a little longer on the closing date.
Right.
We're recommending 45 to 60 days here initially. And then we think that'll settle in. Mm-hmm. And once we get used to it, it's not going to be the big impact we all thought it might be. So looking forward to it, actually.
Yeah. It's a good thing. Because the consumer will definitely, I think those of us who have kind of looked through all this information and, you know, now starting to implement part of it, you do, you see actually how it is a benefit. And it's our attitude about it that really kind of, you know, will make it successful. So
I think you might agree that the old good faith estimate and some of those documents weren't real clear for the consumer. And the new ones are very much understandable and easy to read. So.
Well, when I think people have to understand, those are actually meant for you to go to wherever you're going to go to talk, you know, to talk to a lender about your loan, and you can compare them. You can sit down with those documents and look and see, you know, how do the numbers compare from one lender to another. That's what the form is really for. Not that everyone goes out to three or four different lenders, but, you know.
If you want to,
that's, you that's, shop your, around, that's what you can
absolutely.
Do.
And I think you're right, because as a consumer, those were always hard. It was like, oh, well, that's on page 3 of this document, and it's on page 2 of this document.
Right,
you're like,
right.
Okay, am I really comparing apples to apples, or is this not?
At best, it was a little bit confusing, I think.
At best.
At best,
you are correct.
But to kind of follow up on some of the stuff Eileen was mentioning, we do every type of mortgage loan. You know, we do conforming, USDA, rural housing, FHA, VA. We have an in-house product. And Nancy would be interested to know we have a really good construction perm product.
Nice.
So everything that all the banks offer, we're not the biggest bank in town, and we're not the smallest bank in town.
Right.
So I kind of like to think that we met somewhere in a good spot in the middle, because we offer all the same products and bells and whistles, if you will, that the bigger banks do, yet we're small enough to give that personal service. So
I think
that's our strong suit.
That's the key right there, is being able to walk in, and if you want to talk to Kevin, you can find Kevin.
Right.
I mean, it's not like you're going to talk to one of five members on a team, and it's like, well, I really don't want to talk to that team member. I want to talk to this person. I want to talk to Kevin. So it makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
Well, and along those lines, Main Source, we have a few more branches than people think. I think people don't really realize how big we are.
Yeah.
We do have 85 branches, and we're all over Indiana. We're also in Ohio, Illinois, and Kentucky. So we're kind of just moving out that way, and we just continue to grow and acquire. And we have 800 employees now.
Wow.
So we're very proud of the fact that we continue to build. And we are publicly traded, so if anybody's interested, go to MSFG.
There you go.
On the NASDAQ.
Right.
Yeah.
And we have $3.2 billion in assets. So like Kevin said, we're big enough to help any size customer, but we're also small enough to just really take care of the individual.
Right.
So we kind of call ourselves a community bank on steroids.
I like that.
That's good.
I like that. And you have a cool mascot too, by the way.
Sonny the Super Saver. That's right. Yeah, people love Sonny. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody that ever needs to like do something on a Saturday afternoon, we have a great Sonny costume.
We do have two branches, one downtown on the south side of Fountain Square. And then our new branch that Eileen and I are in is on the east side of town. And it's funny, I guess I can mention other business, but Chick-fil-A is right across the street. And we had Sonny, our mascot, out one day, and they had the Chick-fil-A cow out.
Oh,
so they were dueling each other.
Oh, that's awesome.
But anyway,
we're
kind of across from Chick-fil-A, if
okay,
you will.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Was Sonny riding the Chick-fil-A cow?
We tried to get Sonny to dance with the chicken or the cow, and we called over there, and they said, we're too busy. The cow is behind the line. So it didn't work out.
Oh, darn. That would have been quite a sight. I think it does help to know, though, that it helps people perspective, because it's also the newest branch that was built there. I mean, people watch that branch go in.
Yeah.
And it is awesome. If you haven't stopped in to see someone there, you got to go in. This is a really nice top-of-the-line branch. You got really cool drive-throughs with actual people.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it's just really cool. I've experienced it.
You have. Yeah. I can see
And
that.
I even have their mobile app.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, Nancy, we're very proud of the building. It's very modern, very sleek. We would love for anybody to come in. We'd give a tour to you. We've got free Wi-Fi in there, so just try to make it as comfortable as we can.
Out.
Yeah. We also play IU games on the TV for you.
So I did stop in there the other day, and I did see someone sitting there, and I was like, I wonder what they're doing. Why aren't they talking to a teller? They're just hanging out. I was like, okay, well, I hope they're waiting for somebody. It's kind of funny.
Well, we're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be right back with Eileen Schaefer and Kevin Cade from Main Source Bank.